I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sara Montazami, drottningen av bloggvärlden. Tillsammans med hela familjen Montazami blev det genom svenska Hollywoodfruar Sveriges svar på The Kardashians. Så många följer den här tjejen varje dag, och förutom att sköta hennes egna sociala mediekanaler bara mer konstant i tv-rutan, så driver hon tillsammans med sin mamma och syster ett klädmärke som växer skitsnabbt från LA. Den här intervjun, ja, den försöker vi göra på svenska, men jag misslyckas rätt brutalt med det, så det blir en massa engelska. Men jag lovar, det finns inte ett ord ni inte kommer förstå ändå. Vi pratar om otrogna pojkvänner, skillnader mellan kulturer, hur perfekt livet som en Montazami egentligen är, och hur Sara reflekterar kring sex i ett samtal som verkligen inte hade några gränser. Här är min intervju med Sara Montazami. Okej, det här kommer ju bli riktigt spännande. Jag har ingen aning om hur vi ska lyckas med det här. För att när du pratar engelska så börjar jag automatiskt prata engelska.
Ja, det är lite konstigt. Ja. Men hoppas det funkar.
Ja, vi får låtsas vara så här Victoria Silvstedt internationella.
Mm-hmm,
vet precis. Du vem Victoria Silvstedt är?
Ja, det är massor av människor som säger att jag pratar som henne. Och hon är blond, ja?
Ja, hon är blond.
Hon är kanske lika min mamma.
Hon är inte jättelik din mamma. Okay. Victoria Silvstedt är mer så här skandaldrottning, du vet, så här opererade tuttar, väldigt väldigt så här vulgär typ. Men hon ser väldigt svensk ut, och din mamma ser också väldigt svensk ut.
Ja.
Är hon naturligt blond?
Nej, hon var blond när hon var yngre, men obviously she gets highlights every 2 weeks I think she has to go.
Oh, that's so
fun. Yeah, she has to go all the time.
Do you do anything with your hair color?
I've actually never colored it.
You haven't?
No.
So, den här mörka hårfärgen, det är liksom your natural hair.
Yep. Never colored it. I've always been interested in doing it, like cool ombre like my sister's done.
Yeah.
But it's just such a risk, and I feel like I would always miss my natural hair color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I colored my hair black.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I had it for like 1 year, and everyone was like, oh, it looks so good. And when I like finally cut it off, everyone was like, thanks God you cut it off, because that looked like horrible.
I'm surprised it grew back such perfect blonde.
Yeah, but this was like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I have a friend who, he had blonde hair, and then he dyed it black, and then it just stayed brown.
For the rest of his life.
I was like, well, that sucks.
That's so horrible.
I know. That blonde's
have
more fun.
Is he in the States?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, when I go to the States, or when I was in Rio de Janeiro like 2 weeks ago
for
the Olympic Games. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was the only blonde there, you know?
Yeah.
So you become so exotic, you know? Like, everyone's like, oh, titta, en blond kille. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I changed the Swedish when I was pretending to speak the American way. Anyway, are you feeling good today?
Yeah, I feel great.
You are?
Yeah, a little bit tired.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you jet lagged?
No, because now I've been here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I flew into Norway first, and then flew into
Sweden.
Sweden, yeah. My mom was doing a show over in Norway, so we kind of,
my
sister and I just tagged along. Mm-hmm.
What are you there for show?
It was a cute show. It was a show that you guys cook for like 3 different celebrities.
Yeah.
I forgot what the show's called, but it's new. So she had some three people come over to her house in LA.
Oh.
And then she cooked like some Mexican food yeah. for them. And then she went to a spot in Norway and then they cooked for her.
Oh.
Yeah. So then they like got to pick a winner who had the best food, best ambiance.
Känns det bra att ni har gjort det här? Hur mycket är du med Hollywoodfruar? Du är inte med supermycket i
Nej,
som Hollywoodfruar.
Nej, inte för mycket.
Men känns det bra att ni gjorde det? För då kom ju liksom du till Sverige. Liksom. Alltså, annars hade du väl aldrig varit så mycket här som du är nu.
I'm är so happy that we did the show.
Yeah.
Like, it's caused so much like other things that happened in our life. Yeah. Like the clothing line and a lot of stuff for my mom. And yeah, it's just... Every time I come to Sweden there's something new going on, which is exciting.
Hur gammal är du?
25.
25. Mm-hmm. Och när, det har hållit på i typ 10 år, va, Hollywoodfrö?
I think it started in 2008.
Ja, yeah. Så då var du 18.
Mm-hmm.
Så hur var familjen Montazamis liv då kontra nu?
I mean, it hasn't changed that much, except... Because before I was kind of like going to college and my mom was like always the one that was... You know, mainly on the TV show. And then the only thing that feels like it's changed is when we come to Sweden. Because
yeah.
obviously we're recognized and all the stuff, all the work stuff that's come from the show. That's kind of the only difference. Nothing too crazy has changed.
No. Mm-mm. Men jag tänker att du har... Sorry. Jag har en superstar aura.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got that one.
Oh,
because
cool.
when I go somewhere, people always assume that I am a celebrity.
Yeah.
Even though when I'm really not a celebrity, people are always like, you have to walk the red carpet. And I'm like, nobody knows who I am, but sure. And you also
that.
Have a superstar aura.
Oh, thanks.
So I thought that like when you went to Hollywood and walked on Sunset Boulevard, that people would be like, oh my God, can I take a picture with you?
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah, especially when I go like overseas too to like... Bali or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but when I go to Bali, it's like everyone wants to take photos.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys, what are you talking
but
about?
It's because you dress like you were a superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's always important to kind of dress nice.
Yeah.
You know, and just always like look presentable. And
can we discuss your outfit that you're wearing
yeah.
today?
Do you like it?
I love it.
Okay,
so you're wearing like high heels.
Yeah.
And those are like, they're not like... Like when people say like, I'm wearing heels and they're like 2 inches. Those are like high
yeah,
heels.
These are pretty high. And I'm yeah. already tall. I'm 175.
Yeah. And so now you're like 185.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
no, yeah, I love wearing heels. And especially when I go to Sweden, it's like, you know, I like putting on makeup in the morning.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. Looking
because
fresh.
Now you have a lot of makeup on.
Yeah, does it look
and
like
I
that?
Love it. Sorry?
Does it look like that?
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Because, well, it's because you have like this
glow
and you have this eyeshadow that sparkles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really saw you put sparkles on at Rockbjörnen.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll be sparkly like you.
I always go to sparkles when I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like
no,
last
I love
night.
Sparkles.
Last night, I went to this party and everyone was like, it was a masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
Det var så här en temafest.
Yeah.
Så att alla var utklädda,
uh-huh.
utom jag.
Okay.
Då häller man bara på glitter i ansiktet.
Yeah, I can
just
kind of see the
yeah.
glitter sparkles right now.
Yeah, it's also because I made out with a guy last night and he had a lot of sparkles. That's why I said that.
That's probably why.
I had the best night last night.
What did you do?
I went to a party on a boat. It was like bring your own queer. It was like the gayest party I've
yeah.
ever been on. It was a boat. It was just like rainbow flags everywhere. And
oh
I met
God,
this cute boy
yeah.
from New York.
Do you have a type?
Think so, but mostly when I'm desperate, like mm-hmm. now, no.
Yeah.
No, but this guy was so handsome, and like you know, we started kissing, and it mm-hmm. was one of those amazing nights in Stockholm. När liksom solen går ner,
mm-hmm.
man bara springer längs med Mälarstrand. We jumped on a boat, you know, like a houseboat where people
yeah.
were living.
It's
and,
romantic.
You know, sat in the front, just watching the sun go up, you know, kissing. And
oh.
then, like, the person in the boat started to knock and be like, get off the boat, and we ran away. And was just so, so amazing.
That
I'm so
like
in love
goodness.
Right now.
Yeah. Did you get his number?
Yeah, I did.
That's good.
Well, we spent the night, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good then.
We even have breakfast today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you cook? Or
no,
you cook?
We went out.
Why not?
I can't cook.
No, you can't.
No.
Not even breakfast.
Not well, I do eat like popcorn sometimes for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But
Oh, so are you not a healthy eater?
I can't eat healthy.
Oh.
Are you a healthy eater?
Yeah. I eat a lot, but
yeah.
I'm a healthy eater.
Because you're really, really skinny.
Oh, no.
Yes, you are,
wow,
honey.
Really? That is so kind. No,
I don't know if this can. I don't know if it's a compliment to be skinny.
No, I'm actually not skinny.
But you are very fit.
I think I'm fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because I would more have more of like an athletic body than a thin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I do work out a lot.
What sort of workouts do you do?
I love working out, actually. So I, in California, there's like so many fads that go on. That's like, try this for a month. So I'm like, I get so bored with doing the same workout. So I'm constantly switching.
But yeah.
Right now, my favorites are Pilates, which I love, like reformer Pilates with this crazy machine. And
yeah.
It's like the new blog trend right now is to do Pilates in LA. And you get the best body too, which
yeah.
is nice. And then there just was a cycle studio that just opened up right next door.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to try it when I get home.
But Pilates, I tried that and it was so boring.
Well, what kind of Pilates did you do?
It goes so slow.
Were you on a machine?
No, I wasn't
exactly
on a machine.
That's the problem.
I was on a carpet.
That's
and it were only me and like 8-year-old women, and we were doing funny position, and I was laughing
oh
the entire
God.
Time, and everybody was looking mad at me. But it's like when you stand in like a dog peeing position,
yeah,
it's kind of hard not to laugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, so you are a little bit like the Swedish version of the Kardashian family, right?
Everyone says that.
I thought I was very, very smart, you know, like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think it's just because we have, like, big family, we're all very
yeah.
close. Yeah, I mean, we're obviously very different from the Kardashians, but, I mean, they're gorgeous and,
yeah.
you know, they're very fun to watch on TV, so I take it as a compliment.
Yeah. But can we go through, like, your family? It's you?
Yeah.
And you are...
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest sister?
Yeah, I have four. So,
oh, four sisters.
Uh-huh. So there's my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
And then there's Hannah,
yeah.
who was just with me in Sweden with my mom.
And hur gammal är Hannah?
Hannah är 22. Mm-hmm. Och Emma är 19.
Mm.
And Nicholas is actually turning 18 next week.
So he's the youngest?
He's the youngest and the most adorable, young, smart
yeah.
boy I think I've ever seen in my
Do
life.
Do you think he's gay?
No.
No.
Definitely not. He's a definite heartbreaker
kind of guy.
Yeah, girls.
How would it be to
him.
Be gay and 18 where you come from?
I mean, I think it's becoming so accepted and like I feel like people are like
Because you don't live in LA, you live in like Orange County or
No, I moved to LA with my sister last year, so we just
yeah.
signed another lease over at our place now.
Where about in LA?
It's called Playa del Rey. I'm a beach girl, so
yeah.
I always, and I like beach people.
Is it close to Venice? It's like in
Very
Venice
close.
Beach, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's 5-10 minutes.
You know, I go to LA, not a lot, but perhaps I've been there like 4 times.
Do you like it?
Yeah, but I've never been to Venice Beach.
Okay, yeah, no. See, I always say that it's like the beach side, and then there's like the inland side, like West Hollywood
yeah.
and all that. And I just can totally feel just the difference of like people... Everything
it's
is just so different.
Yeah.
It's like a totally different world.
Because like my LA, the LA jag åker till,
mm-hmm.
då är det så här Beverly Hills, det är Bel Air och det är typ West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Liksom, typ yeah, sitta och drinka på Chateau Marmont.
Yeah,
liksom
have a nice glass
mindre.
Of rosé.
Yeah.
I love Chateau Marmont.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite hangout spots.
It's the best place ever.
Good food, nice
Good
ambience.
Networking.
Yeah, it actually really is.
I was sitting there with my friend and then like there was another guy there and we started to talk with him and he was like, yeah, join us for dinner. And we just said everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was me, it was my friend, it was this guy, which his name is Marcus. And then it was Selena Gomez. And we were just having dinner, you know, a little bit casual, you know, having dinner with Selena.
That's cool. How was she in real life?
She was so adorable. Although a little boring, you know, like when someone is a little bit too perfect.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say, perhaps she is not like that, but she was like that then, you know.
Yeah.
You
kind
know,
boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
So what's not boring about you? Because you seem kind of perfect as well.
No, I'm definitely not perfect.
What's your biggest fault?
Well, first I'd like to describe how I am as a person. I think that I'm very easygoing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like to stress on things. I have, like, not like a hippie side, but, like, I love, like, music and just doing, like, beach romantic-y stuff like that. And
yeah.
then I have, like, my work side, when I work with my sister and my mom, and then, like, I don't know, I feel like I have different sides to me. don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about myself sometimes.
It's hard to do an interview with someone that doesn't like to talk about themselves.
I know, right? No. Just right, like
but
my
what's your biggest flaws? Like, vad är dina värsta negativa brister? Vad är inte perfekt med dig?
That I can be late sometimes. Yeah. As you know, I'm so sorry that I was late today.
Yeah, 45 minutes. Which is funny because
horrible.
It's okay because my dinner isn't until like 6, so it was so good. I just didn't work.
Okay.
But I feel so stressed about the thought of being late. So,
yeah.
You know, I was 20 minutes early.
Yeah, oh my God.
So, because I always want to be early.
No, that's a great thing to be
yeah.
early. And it's weird because I have my moments when I'm like, early,
yeah.
And then I have my moments when I'm terribly late. Today my thing was that I ran outside to get a little taxi. I got my smoothie from NK.
Yeah.
And then there was no taxi to be found. It's raining.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a shot for like 5-10 minutes, walk around with my high heels and my umbrella and just like hope for the best. Couldn't find anything. And then I have no Wi-Fi on my phone because I have a Swedish phone, but it's dead.
Yeah.
So I just have my American phone. And I was like, asked these two random girls, I was like, can you
you're such
taxi?
A lost New York girl in Stockholm when you're running around in high heels and an umbrella and be like, taxi, taxi.
Seriously. And then I was like, some of the taxi lights were on and off. And then I was like, okay, what does it mean? It's on.
Yeah.
When it's on, that
it's
means
free.
It's available.
Yeah. But no one knows that. Ingen i Sverige förstår att om
taxilamparna
är tänd så.
I feel like sometimes they forget to turn on their light.
Yeah.
Because I saw an empty one.
Yeah. Let's go back to your family.
Yeah.
So, your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And mom.
The strict parents.
The strict parents. Both of them were strict.
When I was growing up, they were so strict. I
couldn't
do anything. I was like a little homebody. Like I had to be, if I went out, I had to be home 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early.
And that was when I was like in high school about to go to college.
Yeah.
So I was like 16.
Are you happy for that now that they were straight or
I am, and I wasn't allowed to have a boyfriend.
No?
I wasn't allowed to.
You were not allowed to have a boyfriend?
No.
Were you allowed to have sex?
No, nothing.
Were they like,
but they didn't say that.
No,
that was like an awkward, like my mom asked me one time, Sarah, are you active? And I was like, please don't ever ask me that in that tone.
How old were you then?
I think I was, I was in college, and I had a boyfriend when she asked me that. And I was like, I don't know, mom.
When do you become sexually active in like LA?
It's totally different for
everyone.
Right.
How
but
old
for
were
me,
you when you lost your virginity?
I was actually, it was my birthday month. I was just turning 18.
That's old.
Yeah, I know.
Is it old in there for there as well? Because like,
no, I mean, I have friends who like were doing their thing in like high school.
Yeah.
And then a lot of my friends though didn't until college.
No.
Yeah. I think it's because we all kind of grew up the same with strict parents.
Yeah.
So there's like no way that would happen.
So what's the difference between like your mom and dad? Your mom,
so,
she's like easygoing, kind of relaxed or?
I mean, it depends with my mom. She has her moments where she's like easy and like whatever. But I mean, if you talk to her the night before she's has an event or like party going on or something at the house, which we usually always have something going on.
Yeah.
So there's always parts when my mom just like stresses out. And now I work with my mom and my sister.
Yeah.
So we all kind of get to see different sides of each other that we weren't used to. So you can imagine.
And your dad?
Yeah, my dad's a total business guy.
Yeah.
So even like his text messages to me are like,
okay,
hey,
dog.
Sarah, comma, how's it going? Question mark. It's like everything is so perfect. It's like, dad, throw in a
smiley
emoji or something.
Yeah.
Do something crazy. But yeah, no, he's a very like businessman, but he has like a heart of gold, and I, you know, I can always count on him for anything.
Was he like present when you were growing up, or was he like always working?
I mean, he works a lot, but weekends he works a little bit here and there, but he tries to make family time and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and then if we have plans, of course he'll always be there. But no, he gets home pretty late. He works. He loves working.
Yeah,
yeah, he loves it. But I mean, some people are just like that. So,
and your mom and your dad, have they like when she started to work? With all of her wife, that must have been quite a change, you know?
Yeah. So now it's obviously she was just a mom before, so
yeah.
And that was like when we were growing up. So she was still busy because she had to drive us to soccer practice, take us wherever we wanted to go, blah blah blah. And when she started with Svenska Hollywoodfruar, she's been very busy with everything going on. She has so much books and different lines, like wine glass, all that stuff. And Yeah, no, but they make time. They got a boat last year.
Did it?
My parents. And there's a harbor like 2 minutes down the street from my parents' house.
Yeah.
So they always go there every weekend on the boat. Yeah.
What do they fight about?
If my mom bought something expensive
for
the house. She loves buying like new things for the house. My dad's like, oh, like, where are we even going to put that? Like, Maria, come on. How much was that? And my mom usually has to like knock off $500 on the price and say like, yeah, no, it's just 200 or something.
And when you fight with your dad, what do you fight about?
So we have like family meetings once in a while. My mom loves having family meetings.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah, so
let's have a Montesami family meeting.
Yeah,
and what do you do then?
We sit around because we have a circle table.
Yeah.
And we sit around the table and we all kind of talk about what the problem was. Like if there was a problem. Like, for example, in last time we were in Sweden, we were with the whole family because my uncle was getting married in Stockholm.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously it's six people and then my sister brought her boyfriend, so seven of us. And we all had to go to this Triva watch store because we were all going to go there and like check out the watches and whatever.
The brand Triva.
Yeah, I love their stuff. And then my dad ended up being in his hotel room and then we didn't have Wi-Fi or anything. Everyone was kind of out and about, but we all knew that we had to meet at Triva at three. Who wasn't there? My dad. And then he was like all sad that nobody knocked on his door and didn't get him. He was like, "This isn't. There's no respect, blah, blah, blah." We're all like, how could you not understand? Just go yourself. I was like a little bit helpless.
Yeah. But, and then you have a family meeting.
So then he called for the family meeting.
He called for the family meeting.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't know. I just felt like you guys needed that like respect, blah, blah, blah. Respect is a big thing for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then that was like an example. That was just like a start. And then if there's anything else going on, like little things, it's like Nico has to take out the trash every Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's like Emma has to make sure that she wears proper clothing.
And your siblings, which one is your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
No, I don't have a favorite, but I mean, I live with Hannah.
Yeah.
So we're together all the time. We blog, we take each other's photos. And when I moved to LA, I didn't really know anybody. So it was like, I was kind of just
Did you
like,
finish college or did you drop out of college?
No, I finished college. I went to school in San Diego.
Yeah. And so then you moved to LA?
Well, no, I was in San Diego for 4 years. And then I had a boyfriend at the time and him and I moved to Orange County. So we lived together and we lived like right on the peninsula of Newport. So it was like cute.
Everyone in Sweden know Orange County because of the TV show The OC.
Oh, yeah. So Misha Barton is actually one of my best friend's roommates right now.
What?
Yeah. And then she was
What happened to Misha Barton?
That's what I said. I was like, yeah. I was like, wait, so tell me the details. And then she's like, no, I guess she's really well known in Europe. And I was like, well, I haven't heard anything.
What, so people don't know her on the streets in the U.S.?
No, they do. Like, everyone always... And it was so, like, weird to meet her. Because she did Dancing with the Stars, and then the first...
She did?
Yeah, this last... The last season.
Oh, so Let's Dance, Fast Lives.
Yeah, same thing. So Christina, my friend, was like, hey, do you want to come with me to Misha's Dancing with the Stars as her guest? I was like, yeah. Went there, and then it was, like, meeting Misha for the first time. She was, like, getting her hair and makeup done, and then she just, like, turned around, and I just, like, had a whiff of, like, oh,
see?
Like, I literally couldn't see it. I was like,
You shouldn't be alive. You're dead.
I know. I was, like, I was such a fan of the OC.
Yeah.
They were actually supposed to film it at my high school in Newport, but
they
switched and did another one instead, Newport Harbor.
But I don't know, like, what happened to her. Like, is she still an actress?
She's still an actress, and I guess she does...
She just don't get
a lot of European stuff, like Euro films or something.
Eurofilm.
Yeah.
Sounds like pornos.
It does, yeah. Euro films. No, but she's like, I guess she just does a lot over here. She looked the same.
Yeah.
She looked the same.
I think she will look exactly the same in 10 years as well.
Yeah, probably. She has that face.
Yeah. All right. But so, sorry. Then you moved to Orange County and then you moved to...
So I moved to Orange County and then broke up with that boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then I lived with my parents for a little bit to figure out what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go. And then it just happened that Hannah was graduating college.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to live with my friends anymore because some of them are going to move back to San Diego, whatever. And I was like, oh, I was like, maybe we should live together, find a place in LA. So we just moved to a spot in Playa del Rey, which is that beach town. And I love it. I think it's great.
Can you support yourself?
Yeah.
Like, is the
clothing
line, the blog?
I'm just can't wait for the clothing line to blow up because it's been just getting better and better and better.
Yeah.
But it's still like a lot of the money that we're making has to go back right now into the clothing line because it's like we need it for like buying material and that kind of stuff. So we're getting a little bit from that a month, which is good. And then I have my blog money too.
Bara för att tydliggöra, så Sara och hennes syster och hennes mamma har ett klädmärke ihop som heter Montazamis, eller hur?
Montazami Brand.
Mm-hmm. Som släpptes förra året, och det jobbar ni med.
Exactly. And yeah, it's been so much fun, but it's like, you could imagine, everyone is always like, yeah, you don't just wake up one day and you're like, I want to do this. But we literally woke up one day and we're like, you know what, let's do a clothing line. And it's so much harder than I thought. Like, nobody is like telling you where to go, what to do. It's like, you're like, okay, is this how all the other brands are doing it? Like, are they going down?
But are the what country is the manufacturing? Where is the clothes
produced? It's in LA.
Oh, so factory for the clothes is in LA.
Everything's in LA. We get all our material from LA because we were getting our material from New York, but then obviously with shipping, it's cost so much, and then we had to.
But it's kind of expensive to produce clothes in LA, right?
Yeah, it's actually really expensive.
How expensive are your clothes? Like, if I would buy a dress from you, what would it cost?
So our clothes ranges from, we have our chokers, which is our cheapest, at $25.
A necklace.
And they're actually really, really cute.
Yeah.
Like, I've bought some before for like $70.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think ours are cuter. And then there's our t-shirts that run from like $48. And then we have like
$48.
Yeah. And then our most expensive thing, I think, is like $130.
Yeah.
Yeah. So under $200.
And what is the thing for $138?
It is dress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's really nice material.
Men en klänning för 1,000 kronor är ju inte så dyrt.
No, right? It's, and everything is like, we're so picky about material.
Yeah.
So every material is like, we were like debating it for like a week.
Yeah. So what's your vision? What is like, what are you going to do in 10 years? Is it a clothing line or do you want to do?
I love having the clothing line. I would love for it to grow and just take off. So that would be my main thing. But I mean, I'm always willing to do some more other stuff too. I haven't really thought about it, but I like changing it up. I like having new projects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have like these board meetings, company meetings, din syster, din mamma och du och diskuterar liksom företag. Vad bråkar ni om då liksom?
Oh my gosh.
Mom's assistant Anna?
Yeah. So she's usually at our meetings too. And then there's always, obviously the way we talk to Anna is not the way we talk to each other because we're very, like, we're very comfortable. Like, Hannah can easily be like, Sarah, like, that post that you posted on the Montazami Brand Instagram is, like, so bad. Like, what are you thinking? You know, just, like, obviously if she was saying it to Anna, she'd be like, maybe not the best photo, you know? So we're obviously very comfortable with each other, which I think makes it harder because it's, like, you could hurt feelings more, you know, by the tone. And then it's, like, maybe you're not taking it as seriously all the time. Either. So, yeah.
But what are you, like, arguments about?
Arguments about working differently.
Yeah.
Like, my sister.
Do you get up at, like, 8 in the morning to work? Or are you, like, sleeping till 11?
No, I like to wake up early. I like to wake up early, start my day with a workout, get a good breakfast, and then I start working. And I kind of mix it up from, we have a balcony at our house that, like, overlooks the pool. So I love, like, sitting up there working a little bit. And I also love going to, like, Abbot Kinney. And going like to a cool
But doesn't
shop.
It get lonely? Like you live with your sister and then you work with your sister and your mom and like when do you meet new people?
Oh, well, so when I moved to LA, I didn't know anyone at all. So I was like going out a lot and just like trying to meet people and whatever. Because I mean, I want to have like a good group of friends like where I live, you know. So I ended up actually meeting a bunch of different good
people.
Groups of people. Yeah, I had like my like deep house, like cool friends that I would go to like events with like that. And then from them, that was like kind of my first group that I made. And then from them, I met a bunch of other like really nice people that live close by. So, and then I just went to Iceland with a few of them actually. Mm. Yeah, and it was really fun.
To Iceland? That's far away from LA.
Yeah, it was far. And it actually was kind of scary because we went on this airline's premier flight. It was direct from LA to Iceland, to Reykjavik. And it was called Wow Air. I was like, oh, this just sounds scary. Right? I was like, I just see it on headlines.
When I was flying over the Atlantic, like, so normally, so when you, när man flyger från Stockholm till USA, så flyger du liksom norrut och över Atlanten. Så.
Exactly.
Men om du flyger liksom mer söderut i Amerika, då åker du direkt över Atlanten.
Okay.
Och när vi gjorde det så var det så här, vi var uppe i luften, du vet, det blev lite turbulens.
Scary.
Yeah, and then the plane drop.
Oh.
So everything just, you know, like went up in the air and like allas kaffekoppar bara åkte upp. Och så.
Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah, I've been hearing one trauma story after the next. I'm like, my sister's the worst. She's so scared of flying. And she had that same thing happen on her way to Croatia with her boyfriend. And she's like not one to hide a scream. So she said she screamed on the plane like, oh my god.
So your
god.
Sister has a boyfriend?
Yeah, the
do
nicest.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. He's an Australian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a total babe.
He's a total babe.
Yeah.
Show me a picture.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Aww.
Yeah, so he has...
So you're showing me a your picture of your boyfriend when he's, like, sucking a cup, which is kind of weird.
Well, we went to Universal Studios, and that picture was, like, a picture of me and him, but I cut me off because I just wanted him as my background.
Aww.
I know, but he's, yeah, he's, like, a total sweetheart.
Yeah.
I think he's the one.
You think he's the one?
Yeah.
All right, but you feel like, you know, you are kind of a relationship kind of girl.
Yeah, definitely. I like having, like, my guy that, like, I call, say good morning, good night, talk throughout the day.
So this is your third boyfriend, din tredje pojkvän?
This is my fourth.
Fourth boyfriend.
Yeah.
And how long have the relationships been?
My longest is 4 years.
Yeah.
And that was the one that I lived with, and he's... an awesome person, loved our relationship, but just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the first two, I felt like I kind of jumped into both of those. Yeah. 'Cause I was like,
how long were they?
Those ones were 8 months and a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So still kind of long.
Still kind of long, yeah.
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 So why did you break up with the first three boyfriends?
The first one was because he was way too emotional.
Yeah.
It was like, he was just, every little thing would be like, so romantic, like too much, and like he would like write down his dreams and like tell me them the next morning, and I was like, I really don't.
Oh, that's so cute. I want him.
He's so nice. That's why I feel bad even saying one bad thing about him, but just so not for me. Like I like romantic, but I don't like when it's like overload and it's like cheesy.
I like the overload of romance.
Oh, you do? I can tell after your little sunset boat night last night.
I want flowers. I want chocolate. I want to feel like a spoiled, pretty little girl.
Yeah. No, that's not a
boy.
Problem
sorry,
at all.
I forgot.
Boy.
Oh, sometimes I forgot that I have a penis. It's kind of hard.
It happened.
All right, so that was your first boyfriend. Mm-hmm. You broke up because he was too emotional. The second boyfriend?
Second boyfriend, I didn't feel like I was really into it.
No.
I was kind of like, just kind of fizzled out. I was like, yeah, it's not the right guy for me.
Yeah.
And then the third guy, we were started off as friends.
Yeah.
And then it was like really good relationship. I was like head over heels. And then it happened that he actually cheated on me.
He cheated on you?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm never going to talk to you again.
Yeah.
And I was like a year in the relationship. And I was like, probably didn't talk to him for 6 months.
Yeah.
And he would call, text every day. And I was like, okay, never. I have no interest in talking to him. I was just like so over it. But then he called one day and then I finally answered after like 6 months.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, I was like, just want to like let you know, like no more hard feelings. I don't want you to have to like feel like you have to keep calling all the time. Like it's done, blah, blah, blah. Then he's like, can we just meet for coffee? And then I was like, sure. So we met for a coffee and I totally felt like he changed. And I still to this day believe that he like fully changed and he would never cheat on someone again. But then after we got back together, they were still always in my head. I was always like, I hate having that feeling that like everyone knows that
except
he cheated
for you.
On me, and like, I just don't like that feeling. I want to have like a relationship that's like pure love, and like that somebody that would never do that or put me through that. You know, just the trust was broken. So then after a while, there wasn't even a fight. It was just kind of like, I don't think that this is right.
Going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
How was he cheating on you? Was it like with just a one-time thing, or?
So I actually walked in on it.
You did?
Yeah. It was bad. It was really bad. He went out that night before, usually always calls me.
Yeah.
Whenever he goes to bed or like the next morning, obviously. And I didn't hear anything. And it was like, I was just waking up to go to work. I had to work at like 7:30.
Yeah.
Then I go to work and then I was like sitting there. I was working for those LifeProof iPhone cases.
Yeah.
And I was just like sitting there and I was like in a horrible mood. And I was like, I just don't even want to be here. And I was like, I don't even like this job. Like saying all these like negative things. And then I told my boss, I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm sorry. This is like.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Putting in my 2 weeks, like this is it. And so it was like probably 9 o'clock by then and he still hadn't called me. So I was like, oh, what, like, that's weird. So then I called my mom. I was like, I'm just coming home. I had a horrible day. And she's like, okay. And
did you try to call him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but it didn't answer.
Yeah. Like 20 times, no response. Felt like a crazy person. And then randomly I'm like listening to the radio about to go to my parents' house. And then Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats, comes on the radio. And I was like, that song never comes on the radio.
No.
So I was like, okay, you know what? I was like, this is just a sign from God that I like should go over to his house and just like see.
Yeah.
So I go over to his house and the door's unlocked. I like creep in because he had like a party house. So the doors are always open. He always had friends there. So I go, there's like a couple on the couch that's like talking and they look at me like scared to death. So I was like, oh, bad, bad sign. Go into the ex-boyfriend's room, and then all I see is, like, a bed with his bed with, like, black bedding over it. And I couldn't see if it was one person in there, 10 people, like, couldn't see anything.
No.
And then I just, like, pull down the sheets, and then it's him and this blonde girl with black eyeshadow and eyeliner and very frizzy hair.
And they were naked?
No, he had just like pajama pants on and she had like a ratty tank top and shorts.
So when you pull down the...
They were like facing each other.
Yeah.
And they just looked like they hadn't slept.
No.
And I was like, him and I were supposed to go to San Francisco that weekend. And I was just literally like furious. And I was like, at the time I wasn't even like sad. I was just like mad. Yeah. And I was just like, how could you do that? Blah, blah, blah.
Did you start to scream there? Like when you pull down the and they
scream
were they
right
asleep
away.
when you pull it down?
What?
När du drog ner lakanen.
Yeah.
Var de vakna eller sov de?
Awake.
They were awake.
Yeah. So I like crept in the room so they couldn't hear me when I walked in.
Ah.
Yeah. So they didn't like move or anything. He just looked like scared to death.
Yeah.
And like I was just like, oh my God, never talk to me again.
Yeah.
Bye. And then I left and I didn't even shed a tear until I got to my parents' house.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I don't want to tell my mom right now. I'll tell her later. But then I like, right when I saw her, I just bursted in tears.
Yeah.
And she was like, just like comforting me and whatever. But after that, it's like, yeah, it sucks to get cheated on. That's for sure.
Do you think that he has been cheating more than that time?
I actually remember talking to my sister about that and she was like saying like, that was just a Monday. Like it was a Monday night.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, it's true. Like there's so nights, so many nights that he went out with his friends and like that kind of stuff. But then, yeah, I was like, I don't know, I'll never know. But I mean, after that, it was like, I didn't doubt it.
It's so hard because like, I feel like when people are cheating, they're cheating. There must be like a reason why they cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps not. But I don't know. The thing, I have a friend that just cheated on his boyfriend and he was like, why? Yeah. I mean, like your boyfriend is perfect. And he was like, well, but he doesn't know, it won't hurt him. And I was like,
aww, yeah,
but still, because like, well, I just don't know how to think about cheating on people.
Yeah.
It feels like, obviously, I think that your guy did it because he wanted like bekräftelse.
Just don't like attention from other girls.
Exactly.
I think he liked knowing, because he was cute. He liked knowing that he was like still wanted by other other girls. So,
because if I cheated on someone, that would be the reason.
Yeah, it'd be because you're insecure.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, I don't understand how people could put
that
them through that.
What do you think that your boyfriends or the guys you have dated like irriterar sig på det? What are they like getting sick about? You like
with me?
Yeah.
I'm very affectionate, so I like to kiss all the time. That's kind of annoying. I don't know. I feel like
they think that's annoying.
No, sometimes it can be a little annoying. It's like, okay, so I like just kissed you like for 3 hours. Like you're fine. You don't need all this attention. No, I mean, it's changed. Like I feel like before when I was in college and I was dating that guy, like, I would always be like very hurt if he wanted to go out without me. But like now it's like I date guys that would only want to go out with me and like bring me and like be happy to like bring me as their girlfriend and like we go and do stuff together. I think also I have a lot of rules, which is kind of annoying, but I think it's beneficial for everybody in this
situation. What sort of rules?
I'm very big on manners.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to a restaurant with you, like there's a lot of rules that needs to be followed. For example, I love having the door open for me, which is not that big of a rule, but it's like you walk in the door in the restaurant first, it's like, what the heck are you doing? But so the door needs to be open first. I like to order first. You should say like, oh, like, babe, what do you want? You know, and like I'll order from that. And then no smacking with the food. Food, clothes.
Smaskar.
No, I can't. And then like, just be like, use the fork and knife properly. When you're done, put it up 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, and then pay the bill at the end.
Is it always your boyfriend that pays the bill?
Well, when I have a boyfriend, well, now my boyfriend, he pays for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, of course, like, I like to throw in a little bit, like a little something. Like, oh, I got this one, babe. You know, but it's rare that happens because he just doesn't like when I pay. It feels weird. But before, I've had boyfriends where it was like, we're both in college, both had to pay for ourselves. And it was like, okay, I was like, let's just split the bill. So if we got like a really fancy dinner, we would split. But now my boyfriend would not allow that.
Is your boyfriend rich?
He's not. He's not rich, but I think he will be one day. He has like a lot of drive. And
But why does he pay the bills?
I mean, he's richer than me. I'm not rich.
Yeah.
Because right now, him and I are both in like places where we're like, to travel. Yeah. And we're just starting. Like, we're putting a lot of money in like traveling, all that kind of stuff. That's where like my interest is really.
Do you know what I think is the most sexiest thing in the world?
What?
Is when you're on a date with someone and you're like, yeah, we need to pay. And it's like, it's already taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when they are walked away and taken the bill.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best. It's like, I love
that's
it.
That's so
like,
don't worry about it. Yeah. That's what I like. Because
I like when it's not a big deal.
No, exactly.
You know? And it's like, that makes everything just more comfortable.
Yeah.
I just like that. And I love getting like the good things at the restaurant, like getting a bottle of wine, getting like a nice fish, vegetables, getting some appetizers, getting a dessert at the end. So I like to go big at dinners, which is maybe annoying for my boyfriend.
Does your boyfriend have rules for you? You have rules for him, like how he should behave? Does he have rules for you?
He just doesn't like when I go out.
Yeah.
Or like really late. just not a fan of that. He's like, nothing good happens late at night. And then I was like, yeah, that's true. But
that's not true. A lot of good things happen.
But it's hard. I think that's just, it's just hard because he lives in Australia right now. And I live in LA. So we're doing like the long distance for now. But so it's just like a little bit of like a, oh, what are you doing? Like, you know, when you're out, it's like just, I of course would rather have him stay at home.
How often do you get to see him?
Well, we just started dating beginning of this month. So it's very new.
It's very new and you already have rules.
Yeah, we already have rules. We actually met in a weird way. We met on Instagram.
Do you know what? I think that Instagram is like the best. All of my like friends say like Instagram is the best way because you like someone's picture, they like it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have a lot of followers. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a lot of followers. I can see if some random guy likes my photos.
Right. So I was actually the one that initiated the first like. So, yeah, I saw him and I was like, this is the most gorgeous guy I've ever seen. And I was like, and he's Australian? I was like, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like a photo.
Yeah.
Comment on one and then just call it a day. I was like, that's all I'm going to do. So I liked one and then I commented. He lives in Australia, in Melbourne. And I was like.
What did you comment?
I was like, oh, love Melbourne, was just there last August. Smiley face.
Yeah.
And then he messaged me direct message like 5 minutes later. And then we started like texting like blah, 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 back and forth. And then I was like,
how did you find his Instagram account?
So this is also very weird. So I followed his ex-girlfriend because she has like a lot of followers and I've followed her for like a couple years. And she's like a cute girl, like really fun.
Yeah.
And I saw she had posted this photo with this guy. And that was obviously her boyfriend at that time. And then I didn't follow him or anything. I was like, oh, they're such a cute couple.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then randomly, like a year later, I thought about him just randomly because she had posted a photo. And I was like, I wonder what happened to that really cute guy. So then, yeah, so I found him. And then I saw that he had no pictures with her. And so I was like, okay, obviously they're broken up. I'll just like a photo, see what happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, so then I did. And then, yeah, we started FaceTiming kind of like right after, like the next day. And then it started just being like FaceTiming like morning and night like for 3 months. And then I went and visited him in May.
So that was the first time you met?
So the first time that I met him was
spontaneously.
He picked me up at the airport. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. So then he picked me up and I like just looked at him and he was like way bigger than I thought. Like he was like really big arms, like 6'3".
What did your mom say that you just went to Australia to meet some guy?
That's such like a me thing to do. I'm very spontaneous. Yeah. I like to just be like...
But that sounds scary.
A little bit scary, but like we had been talking for so long. I met his family on FaceTime. Like, and like we have a few mutual friends. Like I've been to Bali a few times and like just meeting. Yeah. He goes to Bali all the time. And
but weren't you scared when you were on the airplane over there and be like, how long were you going to be there for?
10 days. And then I was like, if it's horrible, I randomly have two of my best girlfriends. They were living there at the time.
Good. All right, so I have to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Since you are a relationship kind of girl, I have never been in a relationship.
You haven't?
No. Well, I had one relationship. I talked about this before, but it was for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And he didn't even know that we were together. It was just like, I decided we were together.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, and now I met this cute guy last night on a boat.
Oh my God.
And if we became together, what would your relationship advice be?
Don't go too fast. And don't be too full on.
Not
start.
I like when it's full on, you know, I like things to happen.
But you want to like ease into it. You don't want to do it like everything at once, like right away. Because then that's when people get
so the girl that just went to Australia for 10 days.
But I waited 3 months until I went. But no, because I think it's easy. You don't want to get like bored and sick of each other right away. You want to like actually get to know each other and like, you know, take it easy and like.
So you don't think that like I should meet him today?
No, I mean, you can still, like, hang out here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should go for it. Did he ask you?
Well, he actually texted during the podcast.
Oh, what did he
say? So he asked, because I messaged him before, and I was like, thank you for last night. How's the cleaning going? And now he wrote, haha, tack själv. Städningen gick förvånansvärt lätt. Bara sköljde av båten, typ. Hur gick intervjun?
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
That's a really cute texture. Does he do like emojis and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like that.
It's a lot of emojis. All right. But in the beginning, I should take it calm.
What's a calm?
We're back to the relationship advice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, take it calm.
Yeah, take it calm. Okay. Yeah. Like,
Ta-da-lung.
Yeah.
And then
when you have been dating for like 6 months, how do you make it work? How do you keep things interesting?
So right now, what I'm doing with the Australian is we're FaceTiming. So, I mean, FaceTiming, being on your phone for like an hour at a time, I mean, no matter who it is, it's like you got to keep it interesting or else you'll just lose, like, you know. So I don't know. I feel like I always have something to say, or he does too. But yeah, just like putting an effort, sending like a sexy photo every once in a while always helps too, you know. And
should I do like when we're FaceTiming? Should I go naughty or should I just...
Well, not with this guy yet.
No?
No. I would wait maybe like a few months in at least. Yeah. See where it is. What kind of guy is he? Is he like...
A business dude.
Oh. Yeah. I like him already. And he's older?
Yeah. And he lives in New York.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So you might be doing the same long distance.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I think is hard because I have been trying to do that before. But that is like you send one text message here and then you send one text message here and just, you know... It just gets exhausting when you don't get to see each other. It just feels like meaningless. You just keep sending.
That's why I think it's good also to have a plan.
Yeah.
Like with each other. Like now that we're, him and I, Chris and I became official. Yeah.
When did you become official?
August 4th.
August 4th.
Yeah. So he actually, we're like sitting at, it's called the Ivy. It's like a really, really good.
I think everyone knows what the Ivy is.
But there's actually a new one. It's called the Ivy at the Shore. And it's on the beach in Santa Monica.
Right. För alla som inte vet vad the Ivy är, så är det kaféet där alla kändisar hänger i LA som blev populärt för att det var en serie som heter The Hills.
Exactly. And the food is just like phenomenal. The ambiance is like flowers everywhere. Yeah. They greet you with a glass of champagne. Yeah. It's just very nice.
And it's not that expensive either.
No, it's
and
like
it's not that hard to get a reservation either.
No, which is weird.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're just sitting there and we're like ordered oysters and we just had like this full extravagant meal as usual.
Yeah.
And we're like just talking and he's like, I want to, like, I really, really like you. And I was like, I think I even said it. I was like, yeah, I really like you too. I like want to be like serious, just like you and me. And then he's like, yeah, me too. And I was like, yeah, like boyfriend, girlfriend. And then he's like, yeah, same. And then he like gets up and like stands up and then kisses me. And then the lady next to me was like, that was the cutest thing I've ever seen. And then she took a photo of us. So I have a photo of that exact moment when he like asked me.
Like, it's like a fairy tale moment.
I know. It was so cute. He's wearing his little green shirt.
Yeah. So what do you think you would have been doing? How would your life been if it wasn't for Swedish Hollywood Vibe? But do you think you still would be a blogger now? And
no, because the blogging happened after Swedish Hollywood Vibe.
Yeah.
So because we had nothing in Sweden really, except like a few family members that we would come visit. We had no other like purpose of coming to Sweden so much. But then once the show happened, then I started blogging right away. Loved it and did all that. And now we have the clothing line.
Yeah.
But
hur hade allt varit om det inte hade varit Follow the Frö? Vad hade du jobbat med liksom?
I think it would be a lot different actually. Like during Hollywood Wives 2, I was working with a motorcycle company.
Yeah.
And then before that, I was working with sports magazines and stuff like that. So I was always into like athletic companies because I just liked the energy and like how the young vibe of the company. And like all the events, I love putting on events. That's like my specialty is like doing marketing and events. So I'd probably be something with like event coordinating, but like for cool parties, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you'll be a party planner in LA.
Yeah. Like I would love to do stuff like that. So that could be something, an option even in the future.
Men du blev liksom, du fick ditt genombrott när du var med i Let's Dance, va?
No, so my mom was on Let's Dance.
You weren't in
it. No, I was never in it. So my mom.
So you only dated one of the dancers.
Well, yeah, I didn't necessarily date him, but we just like. So when my mom did Let's Dance, I had just quit my job with the motorcycle company, and then I was like, you know what? I'll just come with you
and to Sweden.
And I was there for 3 months of all the filming that she had to do, And I became friends with all the dancers and the celebrities that dance with them. And we all kind of just had like a small little group that we all just hung out with. And yeah, one of the dancers, like, we just like clicked right away. Not even as like a romantic way. No. It was more like we had so much fun. Like whenever I speak Swedish to my friends, I always get awkward, but I don't get awkward when I do it in this like voice. And my mom does the same thing. Like, hey, Sara, vad gör du? It's like, ja, jättebra, tack, well. You know, it's like I feel more comfortable than saying like, hey, vad gör du? It just feels like I can say it so much better. Because it is awkward a lot with the tongue when you're trying to speak Swedish words, when you're not used to it. And I don't speak Swedish at all when I'm in LA. So it's like, I have no practice until I get here. Mm. So I think if I lived here for a year, I'd be fine. But it's like, I need practice.
But it's also hard because like I should be talking Swedish back to you now.
Yeah.
But I don't because I start talking English because you speak English.
Yeah, it's weird.
And that's like, weird because so you will never practice your English, so your Swedish here because everyone speaks English.
I know, but it's like, it depends. I switch off with different people who I speak Swedish to. But this trip, since my sister was with me, she doesn't speak Swedish at all. She understands, but doesn't speak it. So I think now that she was here, I didn't try to speak Swedish as much on this trip just because I was with her the whole time. And it would be weird if I was like speaking to her in Swedish when we're in a group.
All right, setting. So let's get back to this dance again. You had fun.
That's also my fault. No. Let me go back to that really fast. Yeah. Is that I'm always jumping in topics and I get scatterbrained sometimes.
Yeah, but
it's very annoying.
It's my work to keep this on the track.
Yeah, okay,
I failed miserably. I'm looking at the questions that I'm supposed to ask and be like, oh.
So Let's Dance. So I ended up hanging out with them like the whole time. And then, one of the dancers, we always just like had so much fun. So we like would go to like dinners and like.
Yeah. Just the two of you?
Yeah. And it was like, I wouldn't call it dating. It was just like hang out.
Yeah.
Like go on like dinners and like stuff like that.
Did you have sex?
We did. And then, that happened.
That happened.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah. But was that before or after the like headlines? Because there was like some headlines about you dating.
Yeah. That was like during. Because it only was like that only was going on during the dancing. Let's Dance.
Since you've always been with boyfriend, have you ever been with a girl?
No,
never. Have you ever made out with a girl?
Yeah. But like, so dorkily, like at a party, like trying to be cool for the guys, and I could just picture myself doing that now, and it's just so embarrassing.
Would you consider to have sex with a girl just for the experience? If your boyfriend now was like, "Hey, Sara, let's do a threesome," what would you say?
I get jealous, so I wouldn't be able to do that with a boyfriend. Right. If I did it, it would be with somebody that I really didn't care about.
Yeah,
you know, it'd be like something that I just was like, not for me, you know? And like, maybe if I didn't see him the next day, it'd probably be for the best, you know? It'd be like,
why do you think you get jealous?
I don't know if it has like, maybe like an underlying reason from being cheated on before. Yeah. Like, I don't know if that is, because before that, when I think about it, I wasn't a jealous person at all. And I wouldn't say that it's like, I'm like horribly jealous. It's just like, I want to know that it's like, I have 100%
commitment.
Trust and commitment, and then it's like if I feel one bit of like, this girl is like totally like liking all your photos, and it's like weird, you know, then I have no problem like saying something.
All right, let's just get back to the thing with your lesbian experience.
Okay.
Because you have lesbian, adorable look, like lesbians would love you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Some people just have like a good look for lesbian girls to like.
Okay.
Now I'm very like generaliserande, men jag lovar det, om du är leb så skulle du få jättemycket
attention. Okay, cool. Good to know.
Yeah. So but why haven't you tried to have sex with a girl? Just try it out, figuring out who you are.
I don't know. It just hasn't like come up. No. It's like, it just hasn't.
Do you think you ever will have sex with a girl during your lifetime?
Well, now, if I end up marrying this guy, then no.
No?
Yeah, because I wouldn't do it with him.
No.
But if it didn't work out, then maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah, or just never say never, I guess. Yeah. But,
How's like, where you come from, like the rich part of the States,
mm-hmm.
is it like common that people are, you know, like living life?
I think, yeah.
Living life. Having LA, gay experience.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think LA is like totally the place for that.
Yeah, you know, but LA, like, but I think about like Orange County. How far away
not,
is Orange County?
Not as much in Orange County. Orange County is half, or is an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
And I would say it's a little bit different. It's more like family
yeah.
vibe there. Like I moved away from Orange County because I was like, it's kind of boring over here. Yeah. Like I love
how being big there. Is Orange County?
How big?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different cities that are comprised
to Orange County.
Yeah, in Orange County.
But Orange County isn't like it a is, town.
No. But it is a pretty big county for sure.
Is there any kind of poverty in Orange County?
Oh yeah.
There is?
Yeah. No, like, if you go to these little beach towns,
yeah.
you'll see, like, a lot. And then the worst is L.A. for sure. But Orange County, like, it definitely is a little bit less. Orange County has more money than L.A.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously less, but it's still there.
How did you, like, come across boredom in your life? När du var liten,
uh-huh.
träffade du fattiga barn då och sådär? Eller så var alla superrika? That it makes up.
Well, when I grew up in like a normal. It was like a one-story house. You know, it wasn't like necessarily like we weren't rich at that.
We have
time.
Seen your house on TV,
but that was my first house. So now my parents' house. Now that's yeah. the second house that we moved into.
Ah.
So growing up, I lived there until I was like 8, and then yeah. I moved into the new place. Yeah, that they live in now that yeah. you've seen on the show. When I was like 8
huge
years
place.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was kind of always surrounded by it. Everyone yeah. kind of had the same lifestyle because yeah. I went to a private high school in Newport that was like gorgeous and like yeah. way more expensive even than my college. It's like expensive as a car to just yeah. go there for a year. But then when I went to San Diego, I went to just like a normal university and it wasn't like rich kids everywhere. No. It wasn't that kind of vibe. So that's kind of when I experienced like a totally different, like
yeah, perspective.
People, yeah. yeah, and just like everyone that I met was like all had like different stories than what I was yeah. used to hearing, you know, because everyone kind of was living the same life when I was in Orange County. So I mean, it's good. I think it's important to be like well-rounded.
And
you know, and it's I feel like it's a total shock every time I go downtown LA with my mom and my sister.
It's so weird.
It's sad.
I was in Brazil like 2 weeks ago, and yeah. you go on the street and you see like 10-year-old boys standing with no clothes on, just some shorts and like a shotgun, you know, like defending something.
Oh my god!
And it's just completely boredom, and they starve and everything. And then, and you know that they're going to grow up and they're going to become like drug dealers or work with trafficking.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's so
their
sad.
Life. Yeah. And then yesterday I was at a party at Lidingö,
mm-hmm.
which is like en rik förort till Stockholm.
Yeah.
And you see kids playing around. They're like 8 years old, wearing Ralph Lauren shirts, you know, like acne pants.
Yeah.
And it's like those clothes that those kids are wearing costs more than like the education for that kid with a shotgun yeah. for a year. And it's like,
oh, okay, like yeah. chills all up my body.
It's just so weird, everything. I don't get how the world can look like this.
I know. I don't get it either. It's like, yeah, in LA you'll see like a whole like skid row.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'll see a Ferrari driving by.
Yeah.
And it's just like how crazy, what a different it's like, lifestyle. And it's yeah. like feels just like no one's helping them.
So the question is, what sort of charity do you do?
I feel bad because I used to do charity once a month.
Yeah.
I did it all the time. I was did a bunch of like helping out at like food kitchens,
yeah.
and just helping like with like their living and just doing like little stuff like that,
yeah.
beach cleanups and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was looking into doing something with saving animals,
yeah.
maybe going to another country. And doing something
like
there.
Animal rescue,
yeah, some kind of rescue.
Yeah.
So I haven't done that, and I feel bad that I haven't done a lot of charity in a while. So should be definitely
the important
doing
thing. I think is like people just has to do something.
Something,
yeah,
exactly.
Because so many people don't do anything, and they're like, "Well, I don't know what to do. It's so much to do. I can't do anything." And it's
no,
like,
it's so easy just to help.
Exactly, just do one thing.
The only right now the only thing I would say that I do is like put my change in like the because every grocery store in LA has like these little change for like some kind
we
of
we used
donation.
To have it in Sweden as well, but no one uses cash anymore.
Yeah,
except for you have like 500 crowns in your bag.
Yeah, you see it.
Yeah, which is weird because I never see cash.
Yeah,
nobody has cash.
Yeah, I use cash when I'm in Sweden. I never have cash when I'm in LA.
So let's talk about your looks.
Okay.
And like the appearance of you. You know, you work with your blog, your Instagram account, like everything is kind of superficial.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that you always look good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like...
And everything seems to be like so perfect the entire time.
I would say for my Instagram, it's more like that. Like I want to look good in every photo that I post. I don't want... I mean, I have posted like no makeup photos and stuff like that, but it's like, I know I still look semi-decent. Exactly. You know, it's like I definitely still want to have that good look. But then if you go on my blog, it's a lifestyle blog. So I'm like, when I'm home in LA, I'm not dressed up all the time. I'm actually probably wearing no makeup more than I'm wearing makeup. Yeah. Because I like, I work out in the morning and then it's like, if I'm going to go work, it's like, I don't feel the need to go put on
makeup. But how important is your look for you? Like, hur mycket tid lägger du ner på ditt utseende? Vad mår du dåligt över med ditt utseende? Hur reflekterar du över ditt utseende?
Well, I'm really big about hygiene. Like, I have to wash my face morning and night. I like buying the nice, good products that is good for my skin. I like doing the research on them. I love getting facials once a month. I feel like that's really good for your skin. And buying good makeup, I always buy the more expensive makeup that I know is good, not just... Well, some makeups are very expensive just because it's a brand and might not even be that good. So I like to do my research and see what works best for my skin. But then, I mean, I like looking good. It makes me like feel better when I like put an effort, you know, just like if I walk around in sweatpants and no makeup and greasy hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be fine, but it's like you don't feel as good as maybe like if you put on like a nice outfit.
But do you feel like you have a responsibility to people to show that life isn't so perfect? Because when I look at you and I'm like, oh my God, this girl's amazing. She's perfect. She looks good. She has an amazing boyfriend. You know, she has like this blog. She has her own clothing brand. You know, like everything is just perfect.
Yeah.
It gives me an anxiety attack, you know?
Oh my God.
Like, and I think like all the young girls that are following you, you know, like, do you talk to them about when you are sad and like what responsibility do you have to feel? Do you feel like you have to show them something?
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I do have a lot of young girls who follow me on Instagram. So I hope that it doesn't look like I'm too perfect on there, you know, because I'm definitely not. I have my flaws for sure.
What do you think, what do you have like complex for? Do you understand what complex is? Like, what do you feel bad about? What are you insecure with about your body?
I feel like it needs to be way more toned.
Yeah.
Like, my stomach, I'm not that happy with. And like, I want my butt to be like a perfect peach, but it's not. And like, I bruise so easily.
Yeah.
So I have like a lot of bruises all the time, which obviously doesn't look good. And I just got burned with a curling iron like last week. And I have a horrible scar on my knee.
Yeah.
And then I also have a huge scar from when I fell on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
The exhaust burned me. So it's like I have all these like scars and bruises and stuff that I don't like. And like I would like my body to be like way more toned. So it's like I feel like I have to wear a lot of stuff that...
But don't you feel that you should just get fat and show people that it's okay to be fat?
But I don't like to, I don't like that feeling.
No.
Like, I don't like feeling heavy and I don't like feeling bad. Like, I enjoy working out.
Yeah.
So it's like, I like that feeling. When I don't work out, I have no energy.
No.
And I'm just like, I feel like a slob. And like, when I like to eat what I want to eat.
Yeah.
Like, I will gladly come to Sweden. The first thing I do is go get the Swedish meatballs at Riche.
But meatballs aren't even that good. Why are people so fascinated? Are people so fascinated about meatballs?
It's comfort food. It's so warm. The lingonberries, the mashed potatoes.
So weird that you like that.
On top. Oh my God, I get it every single time.
Sarah,
mm-hmm.
Tack för att du kom.
Thank you so much for having me.
När kommer man få se dig nästa gång?
So we are actually coming out with something exciting.
Yeah.
My mom, sister, and I. It is a women's perfume.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could use it too. It's very fresh and floral. It's amazing. And it's called Montezami brand.
Yeah.
And
is it a part of your clothing line?
It is and it isn't. It has the same like logo.
Yeah.
And it's just us two launching it. So yeah, I guess it kind of is. But we're working with another company that's helping us with it. And we've already chosen our scent and we've chosen our bottle. And we're hoping that it comes out October or November.
Yeah.
So for sure it would be coming for that. To do like a lot of launch and press and that kind of stuff. Because I know it's an amazing scent and I think it's better than like a lot of the other.
And you have been launching it here in Sweden.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
And your boyfriend.
Good luck with your boy.
Yeah, perhaps when you come next time, we can go on like a couple dates.
Yeah,
like
the double date.
The double date, yeah.
That'd be perfect.
With me and but my boyfriend, although if I'm together with him, he lives in New York, so perhaps we have to do it in there.
I'm actually dying to go to New York, so that'd be a perfect place to meet.
Of I Like Radio. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.